Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is. That smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello once again. I'll tell you what, we had a vast amount of cloudiness and low-hanging fog here just the other day. You couldn't see the mountains at all. When it gets like that, I jokingly call this area the Tularosa Triangle. Things just seem to disappear right in front of you. It doesn't happen too often, though, just a few times a year. I hope you're having a fine day no matter how many clouds are in your vicinity. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, and as that fella said, I am that happy-go-lucky gentleman, and you know what? I'm glad of it. And you know what else? That's right, it's time to get this show rolling, so let's get started with all the fun right now.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My car, you drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off.
That was Carl Perkins with Blue Suede Shoes. Here's one by Mabel John called Who Wouldn't Love a Man Like That?
Well, he's a fine young, a healthy man. My every wish is his command. Well, he's sweet as he can be. He looks at no other woman but me. Now tell me who wouldn't love a man like that. He gives me faith, a hope, and happiness.
apparently you can go to Las Vegas to become a millionaire. And you don't even have to gamble if you play your cards right. The Las Vegas Sun recently reported that Nevada slot and video machine gamblers left almost $12 million on the floor each year for about the last 5 years. That is in the form of winning tickets that remain uncashed. And if they remain uncashed for 6 months, well, they go to the state.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
That was Barrett Strong with Money, That's What I Want. Here's Bobby Darin with Multiplication.
When you see a gentleman bee around a lady bee buzzing, just count to ten, then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Now there was two butterflies casting their eyes both in the same direction. You'd never guess that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one and one is five. You can call me a silly goat, but you take two minks, add two winks. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature's a clever girl. She relies on habits. You take two hairs with no cares. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits. Parakeets in between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but to have no fear, cause soon you'll hear a parakeet's riot, just try it. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. In every generation, you know they play the same. Yeah, it's multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same.
Hoof first thought to add chocolate to milk? Well, according to the Natural History Museum in Britain, that credit goes to Sir Hans Sloane, an Irish botanist. Sloane spent some time in Jamaica in the early 1700s, and the local people there gave him cocoa to drink. He found it, well, his word was nauseous, but by mixing it with milk, it made it more palatable. When he returned to England, Sloane brought the milk and cocoa mixture with him, and for many years, it was sold as a medicine.
I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody, I'm gonna be a real old cat, then I won't want you. Everything be coming my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real old cat, then I won't want you. He'll cry, yes, ha, ha, ha. He be wondering why I don't look at you and I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real old cat, then I won't want you. Everything be coming my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you. He'll cry, and he be wondering why I don't look at you and I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday, I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you.
Good friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. I just wouldn't feel right about myself if I didn't also remind you to spend quality time with the ones you love, especially those children. It's so important. They'll never forget it, and you won't regret it. I promise you. That's my personal guarantee. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out the blog, and you know what? I'd really love to get an email from you. Now, let's get back to all the fun we have here every week, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
So you met someone that set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you're broken in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. You think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me. Goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. You think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me. Goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
That was the great Julie London with Goody Goody. Here's Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash with Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
And I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
That's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Mind your own biscuits, and life will be gravy.
Everywhere I go, folks say, Jerry's Ma, sell that better reef. Oh, folks, that's my dearest friend. I growed up with Marcel Ledbetter. A friend sticketh closer than a brother. I've known Marcel Ledbetter all my life. He is a good un. I used to go over there to his house. They was as poor as me and my mama and my brother Sonny were growing up. I was over there one time during the Depression, and Aunt Pet, Marcel's mama, looked into the flour barrel and said, we don't have much flour left and it's beginning to mold. We've got to use it up. We can't afford to let any of it ruin. She said the best way to use it up is make it up into flour gravy and can it. Now, some people call it milk gravy. Some people call it sawmill gravy. It's most widely called sawmill gravy all over the world. She made up that gravy, put a little grease in there, got it hot, sprinkled a little flour in there, stirred that flour good up, made a thickening, then poured about half milk and half water in there and stirred it till it got thick. And then she canned it. But every seventh quart, I saw her putting something in every seventh quart. Now, I knew they were poor, but I wonder why they didn't put it in every quart. So I said, Aunt Pat, what are you doing? She said, Jerry, every seventh quart, I'm putting black pepper in there. That's for Sunday.
Charlie was born into a sharecropping family who farmed the poor land of Moorledge Plantation near Johnson Township, St. Francis County, Arkansas. His father, Tobe, inflicted whipping so severe on Charlie that the scars were still visible decades later. "The only thing my old man ever gave me," said Charlie, "was a beating." Helen, his mother, moved to St. Louis, Missouri with some of her children. She left Charlie, about age 13, in Arkansas with his father. Charlie thrashed the pecans from his brother-in-law's tree and sold them in Forest City. With the proceeds, he traveled to St. Louis and reunited with his mother and his siblings. Charlie tried going to school, but quickly left after jeers about his illiteracy, and the only employment he could ever obtain was, well, it was sporadic at best. He turned to crime and led a gang of thugs who committed muggings and armed robberies. He became known to the St. Louis police as the Yellow Shirt Bandit due to the shirt he wore during robberies. He was eventually caught in January of 1950 and started a prison term on June 1, 1950. He never complained about prison, though. He always said he was guaranteed three meals every day. The athletic director at the Missouri State Penitentiary, Reverend Alice Stevens, suggested that he try boxing, and his obvious aptitude, along with an endorsement from Stevens, who, by the way, was also a priest, aided Charlie in getting an early parole. Stevens organized a sparring session with a professional heavyweight named Thurman Wilson to showcase Charlie's potential. And after only two rounds, Wilson had taken enough. "Better get me out of this ring. He is going to kill me," he exclaimed. Charlie was released from prison and went out to a very successful career. Oh, did I mention that Charlie never went by his birth name? Charles L. Liston? The whole world knew him as Sonny. Sonny Liston. He was also called the Big Bear. The Ring magazine ranked Liston as the seventh greatest heavyweight boxer of all time. Well, my good friends and neighbors, it's a sad time for me. It's time to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day. Don't forget that if you're making any vacation plans or getaway plans, whether it's with your family or even by yourself, why don't you check out all we have to offer here in New Mexico? We would absolutely love for you to come and visit and taste part of a different world, whether it be our sights, our history, or our fine cuisine. I'm telling you, it's fantastic here. I moved here a little over 5 years ago, and I absolutely love it. Check out all we have to offer. You can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. Those are some fantastic sites. I promise you, you'll visit those sites, and you'll be there for a while. These sites are all linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog. I put something on there every now and then, and send me an email. I just love getting emails, and I'll be honest with you, I don't get enough. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, quality time, especially with the kids, because that's really the way to get started bringing back the nickel soda pop. It starts with you and with me, with our families and our children. Don't forget also to lend a helping hand to someone in need this week. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Jeff Beck and Sam Cooke, Ain't That Good News. And I'll see you, my friends, next time right here on this wonderful, fantastic station that you're listening to right now for the Jason Kirkman Show. I pray that you'll have a great week. God bless. Take care.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way, and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? She said she's sorry that she left. Found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Good news, man, ain't that news?
station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Have a party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? Be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
Ain't that news?